All right.
I didn't mean to stop process. It's all progress. Good.
You about ready to get this show on the road?
I am ready.
All right. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun, you know, here.
We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Joining me, as always, is Jake.
What's up, everybody? What's going on?
Jake's rocking the... What kind of patch you got on this time?
I got the blue line.
The blue line? Yeah. Hell yeah. It's getting hard for police officers these days, brother, so that support matters. So what's up, guys? It's Sunday. We're going to just rock another podcast out for you. We're going to try to give you some funny, give you a little info, you know, inform you. If you didn't catch our last week's episode, it's still up there. I know we talked about we're trying to, you know, focus on the audio side, and it looks like that's maybe happening. I don't know the analytics yet on that, but I know we were getting close to our 500 download or whatever it was.
Yeah, we were.
I mean, I know that's baby terms as far as, you know, podcasters, but...
Come on, people. Come on.
I mean, we're trying, bro.
If y'all motherfuckers don't get on there, then we're going to stay on baby numbers.
Yeah, we're trying to get it out there. You know, we're on Apple, Spotify, Google, whatever. So, and we're also on shitty-ass YouTube, but, you know, for how long, who knows. I'm not talking about the Olympics today. I don't give a fuck. Okay. I will say this. America has won gold on every fucking shooting, archery, fucking. There's a reason why we have guns, motherfucker. We've gotten gold on every fucking category. It's fucking cool as shit, though. But they were, you know, I think I said last week they were taking heat for not being vaccinated or some shit like that.
We're at 490 all-time downloads.
Fuck yeah. So we're close. We're hitting that 500 mark. And we appreciate the support. And
we'll be there by tomorrow morning.
It should be. Should be. So here's something cool. I'm going to just start off weird. I'm going to go right into it. So you remember, we've been talking. We don't know if Trump's doing anything. We don't know what's going to happen. He ain't made a decision yet. Or has he? Because according to the,
that's such a funny fucking way to start.
I mean,
did you just clickbait our listeners?
Kind of.
Or has he?
That's a verbal clickbait. You don't even get the click. All right, no, for real. We've talked about, you know, and you know, whether or not he was going to run or anything. I'll just tell you this. The first half of the year, the man has raised $82 million for his war chest for a total of $102 million. Now, if he's not running, what is he going to do with his money? Okay? He has raised more than any previous president in history after they've left office. So, I think that's a kind of a tale there. You know, something's happening. Something's going on.
Yeah, you can get at least a PS5 with that.
Yeah, good one. A good one. A brand new one, probably.
Yeah.
Because I know the eBays are tearing up on them. People are buying them just to sell them. Jacked up shit, but whatever. I mean, I just thought it was a headline on like every news article, every news site I went to, that he had raised that much money. And, you know, there's got to be a reason why else. I mean, yeah, he could give to other candidates that money, you know, but that's not the RNC's money. That's Trump's money, you know, for Trump's whatever Trump wants to do. So I thought that was a tale there that we maybe, you know, and like we talked about earlier, they seeing this is why January 6th is coming back out. They know what this man's doing.
Well, it's never gone away. They haven't.
It's not going, but they're doubling down on it because they see, all right, why is he raising this money? We got to get back on the January 6th thing. That makes him look bad.
I'll tell you, you know, I was kind of poking around CNN before we started the show.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Just
no!
Oh. How you like that shit?
No!
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah!
Oh, man. What?
You like that shit? I got one sitting on the dresser for you. I'll get to you Monday.
Oh, man.
I wanted to go to your house so bad today and just drop it off.
You should.
I know. But this right here made it worth it. That right there made it worth it.
Let me see it again. Let me see it again. So for those of you listening. Oh, shit. For those of you listening, we've got fucking merch. We've got more merch. So we got a t-shirt with the kind of like a silhouette kind of our it's like cartoon me and Jason's face. It says go grump yourself with the elephant on top.
Now this is courtesy of Rigs and Gigs. That's their name of their company. It's my brother, and they make merchandise like that. And he brought it to me this afternoon. I got it at 1 o'clock, dude. I don't know how I would have, you know, he brought it over. He made a special trip all the way to Goldsboro to give me that shirt.
Wow.
So big shout out to my brother, John.
Big shout out.
His company is Rigs and Gigs, and they make t-shirts. I think they do tumblers, coffee mugs, shit like that. But I got you. He got me a another shirt I'm going to bring to you Monday. So
hell yeah.
You'll be able to rock it. I just wanted to get that expression.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that real raw reaction.
Yeah.
And if I took it to you, then it wouldn't have been a thing, you know. So I've been sitting in this white shirt, kind of trying to stay under here, under the camera a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, let me fix my camera a little bit. But anyway, it's awesome.
That's
isn't
awesome.
It?
That's awesome.
It's fucking awesome. But yeah, I wanted to surprise you with that. All right, now continue.
Hell yeah, dude. Now I'm excited for my fucking go grump yourself shirt.
Yeah. It's, I told him, I said, man, it would be cool to have on the sleeve, like, get grumped here.
Yeah.
You know, that little get grumped, and then the big one, go grump yourself. But I fucking
awesome.
Thought it was awesome.
Cool
I told him I was going to plug his little shit today. I mean, he brought it to me. He made a special trip all the way to Goldsboro to bring me that fucking shirt, and I thought that was badass. So, anyway, if you do want a shirt like this, leave us a comment or email us, and I can get up with him, and we can get your sizes, and I'll let you know prices. Hey, we don't have our own merchandise line yet. This will be a case by case until we feel comfortable enough to start that shit. But if you want something, I'm sure he'll be happy to make you something if the price is right. So, but fuck yeah, man, you got one, you
hell
know,
yeah.
waiting for you.
Hell yeah.
But I wanted to get down. I was trying so hard in prep not to stand up, dude. I was drinking my coffee backwards so you couldn't see it, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, fuck yeah, man. All right, so we were talking about January 6th.
Well, I was just talking about how, dude, like, you know, the Republicans aren't still talking about the left burning down half the country last year because it's no longer relevant. It's no longer relevant.
Right. So now, we can bring up the past 200 years ago, but not a year ago.
Yeah.
Carry on. Yeah.
And speaking about the past, again, I was on the front page of CNN, and now this is going to genuinely dishearten most of our listenership.
the rapper DaBaby will not be at Lollapalooza.
DaBaby. Now, is that a famous rapper? I mean, is he big?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have never heard of him until today. So I guess my whiteness is really showing.
Yes, he's very...
And I apologize for all my whiteness. I mean, even my shirt is glowing white.
Yeah, yeah.
So it makes me look like I got sunburned, but I don't. But never heard of him. But evidently, he's pretty big.
He's very big. He's very big in the rap game. But he's not going to be at Lollapalooza this year for some homophobic comments he made in the past.
Did you find out in the past or
I believe
recently?
It was in the past. Yeah, I mean, I can figure out the more specifics, but so instead...
Well, do not say what he said. Don't even paraphrase. Do not say what he said, Jake, because, you know, I want people to see the shirt, okay? I want people to see the shirt. But
so now instead, Young Thug will be taking his place, which I'm sure has made just as much... If not
okay,
the same
now I have
homophobic
also
comments.
Not heard of Young Thug.
Young Thug? Thug's also big, yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm really out of the loop with the kiddies. So,
well, if you say it like that, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was weird, Salmon.
Now, if you had your kids in the room, your kids would be like, "Oh, Dad, chill on DaBaby, bruh."
Oh, they're probably crying right now. They're probably, you know. They're like, I don't even, here's the thing. They listen to stuff. They don't even know who it is. So I don't know. I don't know. They may know him. I've never heard of him. It's a, you know, to me, this is like, anyways, you know, the meme, yeah. But, how far back you reckon they went to find that? Was it like, this year, or I'm talking like high school? What does it say?
It says apology tweet. So apparently he made some sort of insensitive comment about people with AIDS or something like that.
Oh.
And he says on his Twitter,
careful.
Anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS or HIV, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on offending anybody. So my apologies. But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Y'all do you. Y'all business is y'all's business.
What a John Cena move that was. Wow.
Hey.
You know, he was forced to say that. You know, that's all
hey,
forced.
Hey, now for the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all.
Yeah, y'all do you. What kind of shit world do we live in, dude? So fucking ridiculous.
Anybody who done ever been affected by AIDS, HIV.
Man, it's like...
Yo!
How do you take somebody that talks like that seriously? I mean, how do you, y'all had them at AIDS and stuff.
But on his Instagram story, he doubled down on the insults by calling people with AIDS nasty and junkies on the streets.
Wow. So was that after the apology?
I'm not sure. It seems so, but I'm not sure.
That's crazy. Well, hey, man, you know what? The man still has a right to say what he wants. That don't mean he don't get it. There ain't no retribution for it, but he has the right to say what he wants. You either believe in freedom or you don't. I'm not saying I agree with what he's talking about, but the man has the right to say what he wants to say. You know, and the people that put out his message also had the right to cancel him. You know, so. But that's crazy. I wish I knew who he was.
I just find it funny that they're like replacing him with Young Thug. Can somebody fucking go find a more homophobic comment in one of Young Thug's songs? Because I know it's there.
Oh, I imagine if you went back in the past of any of these guys, any celebrities, you can find something to cancel them on.
Rap is literally like the most homophobic genre of music.
there's actual songs with lyrics about that.
Yeah,
isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's weird. It's almost like, okay, let's say getting, now I don't know them, but it just from the premise that I'm taking, getting Young Thug to replace Lil Babe. Is that it, Lil Baby?
No. Lil Baby's a different rapper. This one's DaBaby.
DaBaby?
Yes.
Okay, so getting Young Thug to replace DaBaby.
No.
DaBaby.
One word. One word.
DaBaby.
DaBaby, yeah.
Okay, all right. That's like getting Jared to replace Bill Cosby. You know?
Yeah.
Boom! So anyway, all right, so are you done looking up this shit that nobody on our side cares about? None of our viewers know anything about these two people
I'm gonna fucking drop some knowledge on you, bruh. I don't think our viewers care to hear half the shit we say.
Well, hey, I think they're just waiting for me to mess up a word. Most of them are just waiting for me to mess up a word. What? You got breaking news?
Young Thug intentionally misgenders Dwayne Wade's daughter. God don't make mistakes.
Is Dwayne Wade's daughter a son in a previous life?
I don't know. Let's see. But
I've heard something about this where he's on hormone blockers, isn't he? Or she? See, I done fucked up. I just got canceled.
Talking about all I want to say to Wade's son is, God don't make mistakes. But hey, live your true self. So
what does that even mean?
Dwayne Wade's 12-year-old daughter recently came out as transgender.
Oh, so it's a daughter trying to turn into a boy.
I don't know.
How fucking ridiculous. Are you ready to move on past this stupid ass story?
I just find it so fucking hilarious though. Like the hypocrisy in all of it.
Oh, it's absolutely hilarious. Well, can I segue into from your story? Guess who else is in the cancel culture now?
Somebody
Fox
else.
Fox News.
Oh, well.
They have canceled Mike Lindell's TV ad.
What are you going to do? Tell me fucking Candace Owens is canceled next?
No, I meant Fox News is canceling people.
No.
Yes, they have canceled Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. Because he's back on the rock. Mike Lindell's having a cyber symposium and he's talking about election integrity and stuff like that that they didn't think was good, so Fox News has canceled him. So Mike Lindell pulled over $50 million worth of ads off of Fox News.
Wow.
Wokeness is gonna start costing you, you know. So I just, you know, I think we can, I really feel like we can start putting Fox News in the same category as CNN.
I've already done that.
You know, it's sad, but I mean, I really think Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity need to get the fuck out of Fox News.
Yeah.
Or they're going to,
I've been saying that about Carlson, like, forever, dude.
Well, you know what's funny? Carlson used to be on fucking CNN. I think that's where he started, you know. But that was back before everything was so, you're either with me or against me kind of,
yeah,
you know. So, I mean, I know he used to be on CNN. I think Sean Hannity's been Fox News ever since Sean Hannity's been somebody, you know. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I like Mike Lindell. And he did have a drug problem, you know, back in his... sowing wild oats days, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. And, you know, he beat his drug addiction, or he's battling. I don't think you ever beat it. You're always, you know, kind of like working out. It never ends, you know. But he was a true supporter of Trump. He was a diehard Trump supporters. So I think what Fox News is doing to him is wrong. And it's caused, now this cyber symposium is supposed to be like a straight 72 hours broadcast. It's like 72 hours straight. I don't know what the dates are on it. I can look it up, or you can do your, look it up your damn self, but it's a cyber symposium and they're talking about the election and I'm pretty sure everything that would make a liberal cry and want to cancel everybody. So, but it's unfiltered, uncensored kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's straight. And I don't know where you would find it. It's like a website. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be stream rolling on Facebook or nothing like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know where you find it, but if you want to look into that, just look into that. You know, if you don't know how to look into that, then the fuck are you doing watching us? So, but anyway, I thought that was weird. I mean, this guy's already had a lot of shit, you know, where, I mean, a shitload of retail stores have pulled his products because he has a different idea. He has a different opinion. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, canceling DaBaby because he said something that you don't agree with. I mean, it's kind of sad.
I just, by the way, I just found an article from 2016, lighting up Young Thug for making anti-gay raps.
So it's not just a comment on it's actual songs and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and that's who they're replacing.
You can say that for almost any rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even the white ones. Okay.
I don't know why you brought. I don't know why you made it about that, bro.
I'm just saying. You know, that was a racist comment, probably.
Yeah.
But what I meant by that was Eminem.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Because he had a big problem with he got in some big shit over that.
Who's now the best fucking rapper the liberals have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But then he...
Because he didn't... Well, but why? Because he didn't like Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Well, now they can love Willie Nelson. Man, we're having some great segues. Willie Nelson was protesting with a shitload of dumbasses in Texas over that voter reform law and supporting the Democrats that walked out.
Really? So, Willie Nelson?
Yeah, Willie Nelson. Fucking Willie Nelson. This motherfucker, that he don't remember? Half the fucking people that bought his fucking get out of tax fucking debt the CD was Republicans?
Wow.
You remember that shit? Well, that was way before your time, but yeah, this motherfucker was like a couple of fucking million dollars in debt to taxes. And so he put out a help me get out of tax debt CD and everybody went and bought it to help his motherfucking ass out. And he's saying it's a step backwards for our country. And he's on the side of Democrats. I mean, he's a hippie. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I like some of his music, but he's a fucking hippie, you know? I mean, here's what's funny. It started off as a 30-mile, whatever the fuck you call it. Now, I know goddamn well, Willie Nelson didn't walk no fucking 30 fucking miles.
Nah.
You know he did not walk 30 fucking miles to the Texas Capitol steps to tell them to cut it out, you know, or whatever. I don't have any comment from Greg Abbott because I don't think he gave a shit. But yeah. So Willie Nelson's on their side.
Wow.
He may have always been on their side. Who knows? I don't know. Sometimes you don't want to know your favorite, one of your favorite singers or celebrities or whatever, because it would just disappoint you. You know, there's sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss in that regard, but. I mean, you know, Willie Nelson ain't walking the fucking 30 miles. He probably showed up right at the end in a limousine and say, all right, guys, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get this new CD out on the market, too, while you're at it. I mean, first of all, Texas is not changing the laws to make it harder to vote. Now, let's be clear about this. They're making it harder to fucking cheat.
To illegally vote.
Okay? To illegally vote. They're trying to make it more pure, more have more integrity. Every vote will matter because it was a legal vote. You know what I'm saying?
And
they're
I
trying to make it harder to fucking cheat.
Why that's so wrong.
They're actually extending early voting by 12 days.
Yeah, I'm
they're making
that.
What the left is pissed off about is they're having to prove ID wise mail-in ballots. Well, you should. Cuz that means if not then 15 people could do 50 fucking ballots each.
And I've heard when it comes to like the mail-in ballots type shit, I've heard a lot of counter arguments where people will be like, well, you know, it's hard to get off of work. you know, it's hard to get there on voting day or whatever. Are you telling me you didn't know this day was coming?
Yeah, it wasn't there was a shitload of ads to let you know what day it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, two parties
and
spend billions of dollars to let you know.
The same people who complain about getting off of work to go vote, those are the same people who are going to call out of work so they can go home and get high. Let's face it.
Well, here's
let's
the thing.
Face it.
Most businesses and jobs have a benefit to where they'll give you 3 hours to go vote. Now, I know not all of them, but there's a benefit that in most companies. They let you take off if you need to go vote. Like they'll extend your lunch, you know, or you can come in later or get off earlier. But not even that. The early voting should take care of that. If you don't have time on that certain Tuesday, okay, we'll go Saturday before. You know what I'm saying? That's early voting. It's the mail-in ballots. It's the unidentified, untraceable mail-in ballots that the left want. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard to throw. Once you get them, it's hard to throw them out. It's hard to discredit them.
You know, Crowder did a whole segment of that shit on his show.
And that's why, that's why he's nowhere.
That's why he got fucking taken off of YouTube.
I understand.
And because his shit, his little study he did proved that shit's garbage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where if you tell a lie enough times, people believe it.
Yeah.
No matter if you put the evidence in front of, did my lights just dim or something?
I think mine did. I thought mine did.
Oh, okay. Well, it was weird.
I don't know.
But anyway, if you tell a lie enough times, people will believe it.
Well, you know,
they're lying about this voter reform law. They're lying about it. They're saying they're trying to make it harder for minorities to vote, which is not true. They're making it easier. They're just making it harder to fucking cheat.
Well, I mean, I've been told, you know, a lie is a lie, or a lie is the truth, and the truth is a lie.
You know what else we've been told?
If you want to look at clouds, you're going to have to fly kite.
You better get a damn airplane.
No.
Monday morning.
Part-timer.
Part-timer. All right, so, I got a funny story for you. Have you heard about the Hunter Biden finger paintings?
No.
Have you heard about them?
No, I have not.
Fuckers are going for $500,000. Now, I'm going to, I looked it up. Some of these paintings, dude, are like, they're not bad. But they're not $500,000 good. Now, why would he be getting that kind of money for it? And who is buying it? Well, guess what? The White House said, we're going to make it to where we cannot know who's buying these paintings. Wonder why they would do that. So nobody can know who's buying these paintings? Why are they spending this much money on these kind of paintings? This dude never painted before in his life, it sounds like. From what I hear, the dude just decided to pick up a paintbrush, throw some goddamn paint on the canvas. $500,000, bruh. $500,000. Some of them look like it has a stencil already built into it, like you went to Wine and Design and fucking painted something, and it's worth $500,000. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, oh, I saw that. I just saw that. Is it storming? Okay, it's getting dark out there, so let's roll. Let's roll. But yeah, motherfucker went to Wine and Design, did a fucking shitload of fucking color by numbers, and now he's making fucking $500,000 a pop.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Holy shit.
I'm telling you. But here's what's weird. What if Trump Jr. had done that?
Oh, man. Dude, that guy can't write a fucking book without fucking people.
What would be happening to Trump Jr. had said Trump Jr. decided to start whittling fucking action figures out of fucking styrofoam and selling them for $500,000 and you not knowing who bought them and where the money's coming from? Is it time to pay the big guy? Is that what it's time to do? Is it time to pay the big guy?
It says, as reckless as Hunter Biden has been, and it's a miracle he's not dead or in prison. Yeah. That's what we've been saying.
Yeah. I can agree with most of that now. Yeah, he should be in prison. For treason. Espionage,
what the fuck?
Maybe. A turncoat, if you will. You know.
What the hell is this, dude?
Yeah, check him out. I mean, it's like, it's almost like Target type decor.
Oh my
you know
god, bro.
It
he's
looks
got
like
his fucking
design.
He's got his skinny jeans on with his legs all crossed and shit in his little art studio.
Oh yeah.
That but definitely looks like some Target shit. Like if you just slapped a live, laugh, love right over that shit.
That's what it looks like. It looks like a Target line special.
Your wife is going to bring that home from Target. You're going to get pissed off.
I will not allow it. No, sir. No, sir. I will not allow it. Ah! Don't you fuck up and fall out of that damn chair, dude. This show will go off the rails.
Oh, shit.
But imagine that they're paying for this for art. Are they really paying for it for the art of it? Or are they paying for it because of what it may else bring? Is there something else tied to this fucking painting? If it's the most visible in your face laundry scheme you have ever witnessed, guys.
It says Mr. Biden explores the fluidity of ink at his painting studio in Los Angeles. He has no formal art training, but has sketched since childhood. We've all sketched since childhood.
That's a lie. That motherfucker knows how to do some lines. That's a fucking lie. He knows how to do some lines now. Okay, he can do a straight line, if you know what I mean. Credit card, snort, good to go.
You just learned that shit last week, bruh. You just learned that shit last week.
For this story, I do what I do for the story.
Oh my god!
I mean, motherfucker, I've seen Law and Order. What are you talking about?
yo, I know you got to be laughing right now, motherfucker.
Yes. Motherfucker, I know what drugs are. Shit, I seen that shit on TV all the time. All right, talk about the Willie Nelson thing. Fox News can go fuck themselves. Trump raised a lot of money. Hunter Biden is a Picasso or a pistachio.
Or Parmesan.
Parmesan. Sprinkle. All right, motherfucker got a tinkle. All right, so that's all I have. What did you got?
Not really much.
Give me something. You gotta give me something. One more thing other
give
than
one
some
more
the
thing.
Baby shit.
Okay.
Give me something. Something.
What's been going
right
on?
Off the top of your head.
What's been going on with Blizzard recently? Did you hear about this?
The ice cream shop or the games?
No,
stuff?
the game company.
I heard that there was a protest in the game world over sexual harassment. Is that what you were talking about?
So, the Activision Blizzard, for those of you who don't know, they make, like, World of Warcraft, Diablo, and, like, the Activision makes, like, Call of Duty and shit like that. And apparently this branch of the company has a bunch of sexual harassment going on. And, It says here, Activision Blizzard employees walk out a week after California sued the video game giant, alleging sexual harassment, retaliation, and discrimination. So it seems like, you know, not just in-game people are protesting, but there's an actual protest going on where people are walking out.
Really?
Now, my whole thing is, like, this shit's been known.
Yeah.
This shit's, like, old school information.
It's time for it, man. It's trending. I mean, you know, like, somebody higher up finally got pissed off enough to say something because they didn't get.
Like, it didn't seem like anybody was too pissed off at Blizzard when they fucking banned the Chinese guy from playing because he said some shit. He said some shit like
something about Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, it was. And it was like something about like I'm not free or whatever, and they fucking banned his ass for playing and shut his ass down. And this was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Let me ask you this though. Excuse me. Has allegations been made, or is this like have charges been filed?
I think charges have been filed, but
Okay. So it's a legit, something's really going on there.
This has been going on for long as shit. Like, I remember I saw this article pop up the other day, and I'm like, why is this new news? This is old fucking news. People have been knowing about this.
I want to paint a picture of anybody that doesn't play games. Imagine, no, I'm not going to Hunter Biden in it, no. I'm not going to paint that kind of picture. I want to give you a visual. Like, imagine a bunch of players online at the same time, all gathering at their favorite watering hole, you know, in the game, and just standing there, maybe typing in some "Don't tread on me" shit, or what is it? Live, laugh, love. Is that what you said? Yeah. So, I mean, who's organizing this? Does it say who's organizing it? Or what? Is it just
the in-game protest?
Is there gamers organizing this?
Probably,
or is it
somewhere on fucking Reddit, you know?
Yeah, that's where I'm sure it's happening.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, it's the same people that fucking made, GameStop stock skyrocket and made a bunch of
I wish I was a part of that, you know.
Well, the problem was the guy that started it, I think, ended up screwing everybody because he sold.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well,
that's what I would have done.
Guys were saying, they were saying, don't sell, just a little bit more. Don't sell, a little bit more. Okay, sell. Okay, guys, don't sell. I'm gonna sell though. Ah.
Yeah.
That's how
That's the shit I'd have been doing, motherfuckers. Like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm going to sell. Motherfucker, if I make $5, I'm selling.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, shit. I just earned 3 cents.
But, I mean, other than that, I don't really have much.
Separates the men from the boys.
You know.
No, yeah, that's all I got, too. I mean, it's not. Unless you want to talk about the fucking Olympics.
I don't want
to care less.
Really, dude. Like, I didn't even want to talk about politics today.
Well, I tried to make it funny, you know. I mean, I threw in some Hunter Biden, anytime we're talking about that, that's not politics at all. That's just fucking sad. You know? I mean, but go check out his paint by numbers. That's the most expensive fucking shit that Michaels can sell. You know? It's crazy, dude. I mean, you know that money's not for that painting. Come on now. You can't go to Michaels, grab you a starter pack, and come out there $500,000 for each piece. I mean, that's fucking crazy. Motherfucker has never picked up a paintbrush in his life. Now, why would he be making that kind of money? You know what I'm saying? But just imagine if Trump Jr. was doing that. Just imagine. The motherfucker, the headlines would write them fucking
by the
self.
By the way, Don Jr. Yeah. Isn't going to fucking lock himself up in his pussy ass little art studio and be a fucking beta cuck to the entire world and sell his paintings. Okay.
No, what Don Jr. would do would take a AR-15 and paint something with that.
Yeah.
That's what Dreamer would do.
Tell you to, he'd be standing there with an AR-15.
Grow up yourself, son.
Hey, he'd be on the golf course with his AR-15 telling you to drive the ball. He'll be trying to shoot the ball out the fucking air.
Yeah. You remember that meme where Trump is hitting the golf ball and knocks Hillary Clinton down the stairs on the airplane?
Oh, Joe Biden.
Well, he did it with that. I mean, I think they did it with Obama, Hillary, and Biden. But yeah, that's what I envisioned when we were talking about that. But anyway, guys, don't forget to like and share. Don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to subscribe. We're on Apple, Spotify, Google, and maybe for a couple of days, YouTube.
Then we'll talk about getting a game together maybe for next week.
Okay, yeah, we'll do something a little different.
Spice things up.
Like, don't forget about Rigs and Gigs. If you do want something like that, you want one of our T-shirts.
So do they find that on Facebook? Is that a Facebook page?
Yeah, he has a Facebook page. It's Rigs and Gigs on Facebook. And if you want to contact him or if you want to go through us, that's fine. We'll be happy to do that. We won't be making anything off of it. That's between you and Rigs and Gigs. I just figured I'd give him a shout out because this was free. He did that for me as a gift. Yeah. So that's the least I could do for him. Anyway, with that being said, dude, have a fucking awesome rest of your weekend and go fuck yourself.
All right, everybody, go fuck yourselves.
Trace.
All right, Trace. Later.
Gotta keep it separated.